Scene 2. Friar Lawrence's cell. Enter Friar John to Friar Lawrence.
Holy Franciscan friar, brother, ho!
Enter Friar Lawrence.
This same should be the voice of Friar John. Welcome from Mantua. What says Romeo? Or, if his mind be writ, give me his letter.
Going to find a barefoot brother out, one of our order to associate me here in this city visiting the sick, and finding him, the searchers of the town, suspecting that we both were in a house where the infectious pestilence did reign, sealed up the doors and would not let us forth, so that my speed to Mantua there was stayed.
Who bare my letter, then, to Romeo?
I could not send it. Here it is again. Nor get a messenger to bring it thee, so fearful were they of infection.
Unhappy fortune! By my brotherhood, the letter was not nice, but full of charge, of dear import, and the neglecting it may do much danger. Friar John, go hence. Get me an iron crow, and bring it straight unto my cell.
Brother, I'll go and bring it thee.
Exit.
Now must I to the monument alone. Within this 3 hours will fair Juliet wake. She will beshrew me much that Romeo hath had no notice of these accidents. But I will write again to Mantua, and keep her at my cell till Romeo come. Poor living corse, closed in a dead man's tomb.
Exit. Scene 3, a churchyard. In it, a monument belonging to the Capulets. Enter Paris and his page, with flowers and sweet water.
Give me thy torch, boy, hence, and stand aloof. Yet put it out, for I would not be seen. Under yon yew trees lay thee all along, holding thy ear close to the hollow ground. So shall no foot upon the churchyard tread, being loose, unfirm with digging up of graves. But thou shalt hear it. Whistle then to me, as signal that thou hearest something approach. Give me those flowers. Do as I bid thee. Go.
Page, aside.
I am almost afraid to stand alone here in the churchyard, yet I will adventure.
Retires.
Sweet flower, with flowers thy bridal bed I strew. Oh, woe thy canopy as dust and stones, which with sweet water nightly I will dew, or wanting that, with tears distilled by moans.
The obsequies that I for thee will keep nightly shall be to strew thy grave and weep.
Whistle, boy.
The boy gives warning something doth approach. What cursed foot wanders this way tonight to cross my obsequies and true love's rite? What, with a torch? Muffle me, knight, a while.
Retires. Enter Romeo and Balthazar with a torch, a mattock, and a crow of iron.
Give me that mattock and the wrenching iron. Hold, take this letter. Early in the morning, see thou deliver it to my lord and father. Give me the light. Upon thy life I charge thee. Whate'er thou hearest or seest, stand all aloof and do not interrupt me in my course. Why I descend into this bed of death is partly to behold my lady's face, but chiefly to take thence from her dead finger a precious ring, a ring that I must use in dear employment. Therefore, hence be gone. But if thou, jealous, dost return to pry in what I farther shall intend to do, by heaven I will tear thee joint by joint and strew this hungry churchyard with thy limbs. The time and my intents are savage wild, more fierce and more inexorable far than empty tigers or the roaring sea.
I will be gone, sir, and not trouble ye.
So shalt thou show me friendship. Take thou that. Live and be prosperous and farewell, good fellow.
Balthazar, aside.
For all this same, I'll hide me hereabout. His looks I fear, and his intents I doubt.
Retires.
Thou detestable maw, thou womb of death, gorged with the dearest morsel of the earth, thus I enforce thy rotten jaws to open, and in despite I'll cram thee with more food.
Romeo opens the tomb.
This is that banished, haughty Montague that murdered my love's cousin, with which grief it is supposed the fair creature died, and here has come to do some villainous shame to the dead bodies. I will apprehend him. Stop thy unhallowed toil, vile Montague.
Can vengeance be pursued further than death? Condemned villain, I do apprehend thee. Obey and go with me, for thou must die.
I must indeed, and therefore came I hither. Good gentle youth, tempt not a desperate man. Fly hence and leave me. Think upon these gone. Let them affright thee. I beseech thee, youth, put not another sin upon my head by urging me to fury. Oh, be gone! By heaven, I love thee better than myself, for I come hither armed against myself. Stay not, be gone, live, and hereafter say a madman's mercy bid thee run away.
I do defy thy conjurations and apprehend thee for a felon here.
Wilt thou provoke me? Then have at thee, boy.
They fight.
Oh, Lord, they fight. I will go call the watch.
Exit. Paris falls.
Oh, I am slain. If thou be merciful, open the tomb. Lay me with Juliet.
Dies.